Oh, King Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, thank you. The first thing that a kingdom citizen, the first thing that a king does is to worship his king the first thing in the morning. And I worship you, I praise you, I glorify you. I thank you that I am in your kingdom. I thank you that I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I thank you for the privileges, the responsibilities, the honor. Oh my gosh, the ability to show forth your glory in me and through me. I thank you and praise you that you are Lord of my life, that I recognize your lordship. I thank you for that. I so thank you that as you have been revealing to me, even the more and the more and the more, but especially yesterday, during my that your lordship that you are Lord. I ask you to forgive us, to forgive your body, to forgive the body of Christ for leading people so called to you and having them to pray a prayer without the understanding, without ever giving them the understanding of what it means for you to be Lord. It says if you would confess Jesus as Lord, that's what your word says. And we've gone around and had people confess it and confess it ourselves. And you've not been Lord. We've been Lord of our lives. We realize mentally that that word means owner. And we realize mentally that we are not our own. Oh my gosh. When you start to unveil the truth about what ownership is, that the integrity, that when we lie about money, about time, about anything, that we're saying you are a liar. We're saying that our Lord, that we represent, that we are to be so much like, this is what he is, this is who he is. When we worry, we step out of lordship. When we decide that we have to do all of these things ourselves, you're no longer Lord in our lives. Oh, I so thank you. I so thank you that you have convicted me and are convicting me to the degree that this, that being king and Lord, that you being my king and my Lord, and then me being a king and a Lord in this earth, that this is something that as you unveil and reveal, and as we teach, and as we model, that the whole picture of the kingdom of God has changed. I thank you and I praise you this morning that I will not live a lie. I thank you and I praise you that there are so few people. And you said it, that there are so few people that are that have entered the kingdom of God, that truly live the kingdom life. I thank you that you are building a people. And I choose to be one. I decide, not just choose, but I decide. I cut off everything that would make me the owner of my life. I thank you that as you are opening up this to me, I have seen where I have owned my own life. And that stinks. That is repulsive to me. And dishonoring to you. So I thank you this morning. I so thank you that the culture, the influence of the kingdom of God, of my King, that the colonization of Astounding Love and More Than Enough Ministries of me has truly, truly, truly begun. Let's pray. Let's pray in our mother tongue. I thank you that the first thing of colonization is, the first thing that when you go into a country and you decide that country is changed and you become lord or become owner, first thing of coming into the kingdom is to change the language. And you show this in your word. To get us to speaking your language. I ask you to forgive us again for thinking that praying in the other tongue, which actually means praying in the Lord's tongue, praying in the mother tongue, praying in the culture tongue, praying in the kingdom tongue, having the King's language. It's not a religious experience, but it is a government experience. It's a government duty because the governor himself is the one that prays through us. And I thank you that even learning what it means to build up ourselves on our most holy faith, the faith that I really can live in the kingdom and I can live this way by praying in the Spirit. My God, that it gives me the total reliance upon who it is that you are to me, in me, and that my life truly is not my own. And this is why when Paul said to them, you don't pray in this language. It's not about money. It's not about your stuff. It's not about anything. And he says, it is a language, and I pray in it more than you all. And the purpose for it is that so that I can live the kingdom life. This is what he was talking about. That as we pray in this kingdom language, that what it does, it makes us even the more reliant upon the King. And we get the instructions of the King. And I thank you and I praise you this morning that I am getting, that we are receiving, that I am getting more and more of the understanding and being able to release it so that as I read your word, it is a totally different book. And all the things that I have taught at a low level, at a level and in a frequency and in a voice years ago and all of this and just any of the time and all the things that I have thought, I thank you that you said in your kingdom word that we are growing from glory to glory, that the glory of the Lord, that it's the glory of the Lord, and the glory of the Lord will fill the earth. That means the expansion of your kingdom will fill the earth because it is the glory of a king. It is your glory, the expansion of your kingdom releases your glory. And when you said that you will not allow anyone to touch or to have your glory, it's your kingdom you are talking about. I thank you and I praise you that you being King Jesus, and even when you said that when the Holy Spirit, when the governor came to live on the inside of us, that he would not talk about himself. Now I'm seeing he would reveal the King. He would reveal you. He would open you up as to what it is that the King is desiring. He would let us know if we were yielded to him how the kingdom of God works and how it is that we are to live in it. The privileges, the honors, the responsibility, and the expansion. So I thank you and I praise you this morning as I worship you. Oh my God, my God, my God. Oh my God. I thank you for the kingdom of God. I thank you that I am truly, truly, truly not my own. That my decisions, that living in a culture, living in a place, living in a democratic republic is not a choice any longer. And this is another thing that you talk about. You said you let us know, you revealed to us, and you let us know you're in this world. Your body is in this world, but you are not of this world. You didn't come from this world. You came from heaven. You were deployed, as Lanzine would say. You were deployed into this earth, into a body, just as I came. I came into a body. I came into a body. Oh, yes. Never was anything other than my body a part of this earth. So you are in this earth, but you're not of it. So the who, what, why, where, whens, and whys, as I unveil and reveal these to you, as to what it is and who it is, that it is your duty, it is your responsibility to walk in the wealth of the kingdom, to walk in the wealth of the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, insight, finances, the whole thing. But it is the duty of the citizen to realize how it is that they are to live. It is the duty of the king as you take the territory that has been assigned to you. As you own the properties, as you own the properties for the king, because the earth is mine, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, I own it. That's what Lord means. It's lordship. I am the Lord of the earth and everything and everyone in it. This is why I desire that none perish. Because any that perishes, what it does in a kingdom, It darkens the glory of the king. And those that are surrounding, those that are Christians, those that are believers, those that are those people that confess me but don't know I am Lord, don't give me what it is that's mine. Don't pass my test, lie and cheat, live their own way. This does not represent my kingdom. This does not represent me. But oh, there is a people. There is a group of people that will understand what the kingdom of God looks like. As your eyes are open and your ears are attuned, you will realize. You will realize, and when you realize that, you will understand what it means in Timothy that I did not give you a spirit of fear, but I gave you a spirit of faith and of love, a sound mind. And that mind is in tune with the kingdom of God. Go into all the world. Go into all the systems. Go into all the areas and release the good news of the kingdom of God. That the king is here. That a new kingdom is here. The kingdom of love is here, and it manifests itself through how it takes care of its citizens. Not its slaves, not its subjects, but its citizens. A kingdom of kings and priests. Kings and lords and priests, and realizing that nothing belongs to anyone, just as I gave Israel the land, gave Abraham the land, and said to pass it down. It's still my land. The heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to me. But the earth I gave to my sons. I gave to my children. I gave to you. I gave to you to do what I do in heaven. I gave you the model. Let your kingdom, my kingdom be expanded into earth as it is in heaven. Let the expansion of my kingdom, my will, which is my influence, which is my culture, into earth, let it spread. Let it spread throughout this earth. as it is in heaven. Not for you to hurry to get to heaven. You have no rulership here. No rulership. You rule and reign in the earth. I've made it for you. I wanted to see my sons operate and leave that inheritance of that kingship for their children's children, of lands, of the culture, of the understanding, not just to be saved. To realize the destiny that is in them came as a result of who you are. So I thank you this morning. Oh, wow, do I thank you. I so thank you for the time that you gave us yesterday on South Austin. I thank you for what it is that you did when you started off, even in the prayer, what we call the prayer, the releasing, the seeing as what was done through the apostolic prayer led by your pastor, the pastor. Oh my gosh, as the portals and the avenues and things were open, and we got to go through, we got to see, we got to travel, time travel, kingdom travel, seeing territories that we are to take in your name. Oh my God, my God, my God. So pele poco kuti ala kaukurekata. Let's just pray. Ame can chela sonko okon tele sekia kariakole batia. Taking care of the king's business in tongues. Ango shakata. Hadalakako reba sikishkere poskalekiaka. Oraha kanton chele sako dianda akan moskana sengiaka. Adala sako renga dandala sako yimele maha konta akata sakale nenga u. O bolobo ho correi kati di akati alla cavia to sapo ha co yo te e kati li kiske de shakale hando boso corica ego conda a caravas che la sacchi a sheco conda a cadu engala donde e si si gascolo punta a cato Lome via cadi engala hango o corra ma che gli toschi a carria con la hakape. Gonda akar boska diske tit ya kabia galamando de bako di kateli akatila so se giske tor de katia adi akar inga de dio ko lava si giske de bokata ho ma ye kakate uske tenche e sis krisko teli akatia Onda li angala maha korrega tiskara nando okulta tulti akatia. As we pray in this language, as we pray in other tongues, I can see things that are being destructed in us. Ah, doce kishi di koko regati di kako le basi dishke teli tosi aka. Oh, I thank you. I so thank you. This is so why we need the mind of Christ, why we need the mind of our King. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ. Oh my God, that was also the King when he was in the earth. He, God being King, he was King. He was a King in the earth. And this is why he said, I do nothing unless it comes from my kingdom, unless it comes from the King, unless it comes from my Father, who is the King. I am a King in this earth. That's why I was born to release. I was born so that you know that when you were born again, that when you are born from above, that you were born, reborn, that you were born in this earth to be a King and to be a ruler, to be a Lord in this earth, that this is what your rebirth is about. You are a totally new creature, a totally new creature. So now there is neither male nor female. Oh my God, that we're all kings. See, it's not kings and queens, because it's neither male nor female, nor slave nor free. It's neither Jew or Gentile. It's neither black or any. All of these things, when you see yourself in your culture, oh, where'd you come from? We came from Africa. I'm an African American. I'm an Irish American. I'm a Native American. I'm all of these things you put forth. All of these things that you are. All of these things. It limits you. I will never be that. That is not who I am. I am a King. When I see myself more as what I am on the outside than who it is on the inside, my kingship, my lordship, my priesthood on the inside, then I have just limited me. I have just decided that now I live in this flesh. I live in this world and I am of this world. But I did not start off as an African. I did not start off as any of that. I started off, I left heaven when I was deployed before, he says, you were in me before I created, before the foundation, before anything of the earth. So therefore, when I released you into the earth at the right time, everything was in order. Everything was in the fullness of your time, in the fullness of those 9 months, in the fullness of being in the belly, in the fullness of all it was. Your spirit was made. You were made for this time. For this time. This is even, oh yes, 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 yes. When Mordecai said to Esther, how do you know that your being was not put into earth, into this earth at this time for this purpose? purpose. This is what he's talking about. This is what he was talking about. He was talking prophetically. He was letting it be known because there will be, there is a spirit, there is something, because this is something that must be. So if you do not do it, it will be done. So they were never, ever, ever going to be wiped out, because there was a plan in order for this thing to happen. So you don't know, but I'm letting you know that you were released, that you were released in time, that your place in this, in next to this king, in this place, that this is what you were released into time for. You were released in time in order to bring forth, to save, to intercede, to be one that made sure that this people did not get wiped out. But it was not going to happen, because there is no way that the plans of God was going to be stopped. Oh my God, and your timing, my timing, our timing, the Lord says, the owner says, when we keep calling that word, oh, the Lord says, and he's bit more no owner than you are an astronaut, because you're doing things your own way. The Lord means my owner, my owner. He owns me. I own nothing. My decisions are not mine. My decisions are not mine. And God, oh my God, my God, my God. So I worry about nothing. I take my hands off and I look and I realize that nobody owns anything in this earth but him. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody, nobody. All that President Bush, President Kennedy, President Biden, President Trump, President, and all of the people, the Bill Gates and the Oprahs and the Apple people and the and the Bill and the Bezos and the and all of them, they own nothing. They own nothing. They're occupying, they're holding spaces. Golly, God, you showed this so many times in your word. You told Abraham, go and look at the stars. Look at the sand. That's how great your people are. I'm giving you a people that best act. Those that will live, those that are kings. My God, even when here it is, you had 80. Abraham had 80. Our father Abraham had 80. 80. And he went up against all those kingdoms. Those kings. Because he remembered. What God had told him. This belongs to you. When all of those people already occupied it. Abraham understood kingship. He understood the kingdom. God let him know, my Lord, oh, thank you this morning. You are revealing this to us. Abraham, you got a job to do. And you have not done it. So you're safe. because you're after this job. You're doing this purpose that you're in this earth for. And here it is. He took those, wiped out got back the members, Lot, the member of his family, because there were things that were still in Lot that had to be done. And he knows, my king is all powerful, and he will rescue. He will work through whether it's few or many. It don't matter. And even, oh my God, I had never seen this before. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even when you said to him, to sacrifice your son, your only son of promise, sacrifice the seed that I have given you, because I'm king. If you're going to live in my kingdom, you're going to realize you don't own nothing. You don't own no children. They're your earth children. You do certain things in the earth, but they belong to me. Oh, my gosh. My Lord, you show this all through your word, Lord. Oh, Father, King Jesus, you show these things all through the word. When I thank you that you are so opening our eyes. You're opening my eyes to understand your kingdom. And the more I understand this is what the born again, this is what it is. This is one of the things that we realize, even though our physical culture was not born in a kingdom. But when we are born again, we start to understand what a kingdom is rather than a democratic republic, because we're in this world, but we're not of it. And we're bringing the up of our world into this world that we're in so that it operates as a kingdom. Mm-mm. Oh, gosh, God. Lord, I ask you to forgive us again for preaching Jesus rather than preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. For taking what it is that Paul said to a group of Jews when he said, I preach Jesus and him crucified, knowing that what Paul was talking about was, look, I'm telling you something. I am not against what it is. I am not against all of the things that you have learned, all of the things that we have learned, all of the things that the prophet says. I am not against all of this. But what I'm telling you is this. I preach that Jesus has already come. I preach that he has come and he was crucified. That's the difference between what you and I are preaching. I still preach about the law. I still preach about the prophets. I still preach about that. But I preach that now all of those things that we have hoped for and dreamed for and read about all of these years, that it has been fulfilled in the birth, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. that our King has come, that our Savior has come, that what we've been waiting for all this time has come. It has been fulfilled. So I am not preaching against Moses. I am not preaching against any of that, but I am preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I'm preaching the fulfillment of it. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, thank you for letting us know how this word works. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it is the completion of that thing. But this is the way that we are to walk. This is the way we walk as Jesus. We don't walk as it was showing two things. Even on the, thank you for correcting me, Lord. Even on the Mount of and it wasn't the Mount of Transfiguration, but we have placed that name to it. Even on that mount, you showed the same thing. My God, my God. I so thank you for yesterday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Not even yesterday. It's in our vernacular time. I thank you for what you started in what we call March 1st. March, the first Sunday in March. Thank you. The beginnings. And how it is that you're opening us up on this first Monday. Letting us know that it's time to live the King's life. It's time to live as kings and priests in the earth. It's time to realize what it really means. I'm not my own. That I have been purchased with a price. And that I must glorify my King. And that I own nothing. I brought nothing into this world, and I can surely take nothing out, and that there is even a beautiful concept to that. Not one penny, not $1, not one piece of gold, not one piece of silver has been taken out of the earth. And the hidden treasures, God knows that the wealth of the unkinged, the wealth that those that are not, that have not made the decision, that the wealth of the sinner, the wealth of those that live their own life, whether they're in the so-called church, whether they're in the, whether they're so-called born again, whether they're in the so-called world, whatever system they're in, whatever religious system, whatever any of those systems, whether they're in the religious system of Christianity, whether they're in the religious system of the business world, whatever it is, has been reserved for those that seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things are added because it's a necessary part of manifesting the kingdom of God. So God, we show forth your goodness when we operate in your wealth, when you test, when you tell us what to do. When you say, give all of this away, give all of this away, it is, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my Lord God, all of these things are tests. Yeah, you did, you did, you did show us the other day that here it is, that we, you said it's harder for a rich man to live the life of the kingdom than it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. And here it is, we in Western society and Eastern society, all over societies, we rich. We're richer. Because we're rich in our mind. Here it is. We can't give up We can't lay down our lives. We can't lay down and give you everything and trust you with everything. You're talking about being able to realize that the earth is the Lord's and everything and everybody in it belongs to you. And live that kingdom life, that life where you own nothing and you owe nothing. My God. Oh, golly. Yes, I do. I realize that this is why it is that every person is seeking to get into the kingdom of God. But the thing is that when we realize what the kingdom of God looks like and what the kingdom of God is, this physical form of who it is that we are, it's a real spiritual thing. It's truly, I walk it, I live in the spirit. Oh my God, the only way I can live in the kingdom of God is truly to live in the spirit, and that I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is I own this. These are my kids. These are my this. These are my this. These are my this. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. And how am I going to do this? And I got to figure this out, that this is what I have to do, and I have to do this and this and this. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Yes, I do see that. When Jacob was leaving and his father-in-law was coming after my daughters, my kids, my cattle, everything is mine. And then the Lord let him know, no, it's mine. So you say nothing to Jacob, good or bad. And you let him, and thank you so much for having him to say the things to Jacob that he did, so that we could see how the king operates. Even though he said, these are mine, 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 when Jacob left, Jacob still took everything that was his. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my God, you have shown all through your word how the king works. You have shown these things to us. You have revealed these. You have taught these things. And then you said, even in the book of Hebrews, that these things were, all of these things were done as examples of how your kingdom works, of how you work, of how you think, of how you are. You have revealed so much of yourself. And I so thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you that you are the revealer of truth. You reveal yourself because you are truth, so that we can live the life of truth. That we do not have to be ignorant of the adversary's devices to separate us from the trust in you. And now we also thank you for Proverbs 3. That Proverbs 3, Romans 12, Matthew 6:33, that these are all so intertwined. And even what you taught us yesterday, and how all of this is so intertwined. I leave my old thoughts. I leave my own old words. I thank you that you're even giving me a new language, teaching me a new language. My God. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Ore katis kitidio kule pasika shetoli ekata. Adieleka korroto raso koriga dilia kate. Tala sako rigada. Habele ketele dosili ketili kiska sovia vashi ketili hasovata. Adele ketili kiska tishka tidi tiko korriga tidi akatoska tia. Elia kolobo sekitia. Thank you for bringing us into the promised land. Here it is. Esha kisha kishka lobo sekitili akali akali galabaha kabi akorriga tidi akato. Onda de la kanga la baha sala dolce eskele ta sulle dica tia. Ega kara baka karia korrika teli akatos kutili e katili gasa tia sato. Oh, nora bosa dishka te. Hala baha sa karia korrika teli akatia suko tia. Ado sa gasa katuli punti e katili kiska teli da sulle da korrika teli akato. Oh, dosa kia shekata. Oh, non ho cuore i cattivi a capire si capo di alla casa da de e che ti a capo. Oh, lo po de e che di chi ti a cari a cota. Ah, posso cosa o scatteli da solo dico che vi a cari a cori cattia. Oh, I worship you, 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 I worship you. I pray for every person on this call. And every person that will hear this, I pray that our eyes will be opened to the truth of what it means that you are not your own. That you have been bought with a price. And what it truly means to glorify God in this physical. That those are kingdom words. That those are kingdom decrees. The kingdom of God decrees. And until we choose, we decide to accept them and to live them. That we are not operating in our kingdom position. So I thank you, Lord, owner, master, that as my eyes are being opened wider and wider, and my understanding of your kingdom is being expanded. And your abilities to live this kingdom of God life in the earth, representing you as a king and a lord and a priest in this earth. That your will is will be manifested, that your kingdom will be released into the earth so that the people of the earth could see how great my King is. That the glory of the King, that the glory of your kingdom, that the magnificence of your kingdom will be seen throughout the earth. My God, my God. Through how it is that we represent you. The glory of a king is in its citizens. Even when the earthly Queen of Sheba came to see the earthly Solomon, she marveled about his wisdom, but the first thing that she talked about was your citizens. Your citizens, your servants. How happy they were to be in your kingdom. And then she gave honor to his king, your God, is truly your God is truly magnificent, truly a wise God. He placed you in this position. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. And you said that even one greater than Solomon was here. And that was you. And then you also said, and here it was, that we would represent like you, and even greater would we represent the King. Because you were going to the Father so that we would be able to do what it is that there was to do in representing the kingdom of God in the earth. That there would be so many more of us to be able to represent. So, Father, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Governor, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're in us. Holy Spirit, that you are in us to lead and to guide us into all the truth of the kingdom of God. Of how it is that we are to represent our King. Oh, I thank you that you have taken us out of this religious book and brought us into this spiritual truth of who you are in us. Christ in us is the only hope of the glory of the Lord God, King of your kingdom filling the earth, that the earth shall be filled with the kingdom of God, because that is his glory. These are government words. Government words, not religious words. They're government words. Because our King came with a government on his shoulders. So I thank you that you're changing the way that we think. And the first thing the very first thing that happens in a kingdom. The first thing in the morning is that the citizens in the kingdom worship their king. My God. And we have a king that will never die. Never. Earthly kings, they say, God, save our king. God, save the king. God, give the king long life. Our king is life. I thank you for this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Governor Holy Spirit, for releasing these things to us, for training us this morning. Thank you for this training. Thank you for this impartation, which is even a government word. Thank you. Thank you. For the practicality of what you released. And just as the disciple said, now you're speaking plainly so that we can understand. Thank you. That you have spoken plainly to us this morning that we can understand. Amen, amen, amen. I love y'all. Oh, my God. I got to go and meditate some more on this. Hallelujah. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.